a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. As a courtesy to everyone in the room, including the senators here and also the people in the audience, please turn off your cell phones. Secretary, I'll call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen,
here.
Hunstad,
here.
Krebs, Maher,
here.
Frisley,
here.
Valley,
here. We have a quorum. What do we have, four? Five. We have a quorum of five people. The other two people are excused. One person is caught in the blizzard in Atlanta, and one had to go to a meeting in Denver, I believe it is. So this is who we'll have this morning. This is just a short organizational meeting. I want to welcome everyone here and everyone that is listening in on the Internet. I'm going to do some introductions. I think everyone here has been in the legislature before, the senators on here. And I also, I think when I looked at it, I have three committee chairs on here. So I can't get too far out of line in following the rules. This year, our staff member is Fred Botts. If you have questions, Fred is the person to go to. And our secretary is Rena Orthman. Ashley, do you want to come forward here and just tell us a little bit about yourself? She's our intern. Just kind of reach over there to the mic and just tell us who you are and where you're from.
Is it on?
I think it is.
I am Ashley Tanner. I am an intern this session. I am from Gettysburg, South Dakota. And I attend college at Presentation in Aberdeen.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. If you would have a project for Ashley, please go through the chair so we can prioritize those. We have another intern over here. If you'd come forward and tell us your name.
Hello, I'm Paul Rand. From Lenox, South Dakota, I am an intern this session as well with the Senate Democrats.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And what are you doing now?
I am actually attending college at USD.
That's what I want to know. University of South Dakota.
Yep.
Good school. All right. and we have our page. If you'd come forward here and just tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Alex Famstead, and I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm currently a senior at Roosevelt High School.
All right. Thank you. You'll be here for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Thank you. Back here.
Thank you. I'm Caitlin Ganeri, and I'm from Burke, South Dakota, obviously. I'm a senior at high school, and I'm planning on attending USD in next fall for education.
Good. Thank you. I think that takes care of our introductions. If you like this, where you're seated now, that's fine. But the next time we come, we'll kind of start having the same chairs. You can move around, I guess, if you want, but that way they can set out the name tags for you. So far as rules, I think everyone here, we don't have any new people, new senators here. I like to have all questions when we go through the committee to go through the chair so that we don't have a bantering back and forth with the witness. When you do have a question, if we have if we get into a situation where we have a lot of witnesses, look at your question and look at the witnesses that are coming up. Sometimes they're best asked to someone else rather than the person that is testifying at that moment. So you may want to think about that. Rena has asked me to ask you to which of you want to have the black books. Some of you like to be paperless. Some of you like to have a black book. I'm fine on the floor because I use my computer, but when it comes into committee and we're writing stuff down or trying to make amendments, I usually try and have the black book. But if you want just so Rena knows so she can prepare those and have them ready for you. This coming Friday, what I'm planning on doing, if we, I would like to make sure we have all seven of us or six of us. I know Senator Krebs won't be here, but she has been chairman of the House Transportation Committee and has been on the two task forces with me, so she has a pretty good understanding of it. But on Friday, I am planning on having Secretary Bergquist give us, excuse me, an update on where we're at on transportation issues in the state, and also Director Deb Helmer to also give her update. It's where we are with revenue and some of those issues. The following Wednesday, I'm looking at having some folks from the actual county, and I talked to Mr. Howard this morning about also having someone from the townships, rather than, you know, Mr. Wilcox and Mr. Howard do a very good job of speaking for their group, but sometimes it's good to have some folks that are out in the country and have them just come and tell us what they're seeing in their respective area. And then I think what we'll do is, if we have time, I'll take a look and see how long they take, and we will probably start hearing bills the following day. If you have any other suggestions on someone you would like to hear for informational purposes, let me know, and we could maybe set that up for a Wednesday. Also, if you have a bill that you want to bring forward and you have people back home that you would like to have testify, let me know so that we can arrange that bill so that we can make it convenient for those people to travel in. Some people, you know, just it isn't. We set a date, and sometimes that's not available for them to travel and appear. So contact me and let me know, and we'll work around the schedule to try and get a time to that would allow them to come in and testify. At this point, I'd open up to anyone have any questions or anything we need to do for our organizational meeting. I wanted to keep this short because there's another meeting at 9 o'clock some of us wanted to attend, so I figured 10, 15 minutes would probably do us this morning and kind of get settled so that when we start out on Friday, we're ready to roll. Does the staff have anything that, any questions? Anyone from any of the members? If not, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Senator Hunstad moves to adjourn. Is there a second? Senator Frisley seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.